Brother Joseph, thank you for being here on the radio.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. I would like to ask you some questions about the book of Revelation. There are so many mysteries there which are important for us to discover because it concerns us in this end time. Can you please explain to us from chapter 17, who is the beast with seven heads and what are those seven heads?
Well, the beast is the devil, as you can see in Revelation 12:9. And the seven heads, we can explain.
Revelation 12:9.
Yes.
So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. Yeah, this is clear. The devil is then the dragon, I understand. And the seven heads?
Seven heads, why don't we read the Revelation 17?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to start? Maybe from verse... you can read verse 3 and 7, I guess.
Okay, verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns.
Okay, the scarlet beast is the devil.
Yes.
The beast, the dragon, interchangeably, is either the Antichrist or the devil, all right?
Yes,
the Antichrist
we read that.
Yeah, Antichrist in Revelation 13, the devil in Revelation 12 and 17 is the devil, and Revelation 11 and 13 is the Antichrist, but it's the same family.
All right. And you said verse 7?
Okay, verse 7, did you read that?
No. But the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and 10 horns.
Okay, so now by the Holy Spirit, the secrets as well as the whole book of Revelation are open unto us. Like
Thank
it says
Lord.
In the book of Daniel chapter 12, it says in the end time, the prophecy are going to be opened.
Amen.
By Revelation. I think it's Daniel 12 verse 10, I believe.
Amen. God help us.
Okay. So the
So tell us the mystery of the woman and of the beast okay, and the seven heads.
Okay, why don't you read from 7 until, keep reading from there.
Okay, verse 8. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is.
Okay, this is the Antichrist, and will they see the whole world. Verse 9.
Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits.
Okay, keep reading.
There are also seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time.
Okay, that's the tribulation, the Antichrist, 3.5 years. 11.
The beast that was and is not is himself also the eight, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition.
Okay, so the seven heads, let's explain that.
Okay.
So verse 9, it says, he is the mind that has wisdom, seven heads are seven mountains, which the woman sits, seven kings, five are fallen, one is, one is not yet come. So I know there are some teachers which wrongly teach that this is a very, well, it's a big religion, etc. Now, I'm not here to defend or to attack any religion, but however, we need to teach this prophecy. This prophet doesn't talk about one religion. So it's like Babylon, the whore sitting, it's a spiritual materialist which travels on the seven heads. The seven heads, which some people say it represents Rome, because that's the city of Rome, Seven Hills.
Yes.
Well, let's analyze carefully here. So you see, in verse 9 it says, the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, supposedly Rome, and there are also seven kings. So seven mountains, seven kings represents the seven heads. Then it says five are fallen, one is, and the other has not come yet.
Okay.
So it cannot be Rome, because Rome never had five hills fallen, only one standing and one not yet arrived. So it cannot be the seven hills.
Yeah, it's talking about the seven kings that are fallen, one is.
Yeah, it's the same. This Bible said there are seven kings. Another Bible said there are also seven kings. It's the same thing.
Okay.
So in other words, you're saying the seven heads are seven mountains. Seven heads are seven kings.
Yes.
Okay. So when this prophecy was given in 94 AD by John in the Isle of Patmos, let's count the empires which preceded until then. Because the dragon is the devil. The seven heads really are the seven kings, the seven emperors, the seven empires through which the devil has been ruling the world and will rule.
Yes.
Okay. When this prophecy was given, 94 AD, which were the empires which had passed until then?
There were many.
Not the regional empire like Austro-Hungarian, the British Empire. We're talking about world empires here.
Ah, the biggest ones.
The biggest one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
So the first, 94 AD, all right, many empires had passed. Let's count. One is Egypt,
Egyptian,
second was
the
Assyria,
Assyrian.
Third was Babylon,
yes.
Fourth was Middle Persia, the fifth was Greece. It says five have fallen. Five empires had passed.
Uh-huh.
And then it says one is, which empire
that was,
Rome, okay, 94 AD was Rome.
Yes.
And then it says that the other one hasn't come yet. And when it comes, it continues a short space. How short? The Antichrist, the Great Tribulation, which hasn't come yet. Revelation 13, the rule of the Antichrist will last a short time, a long 42 months, Revelation 13, 5, 42 months.
Okay.
That's the length of the seventh and last empire, the seventh head of the dragon, the seventh king. You understand? So these are the heads of the dragon. The dragon is the devil. Okay. Why does he have seven heads? Because he's been ruling the world until now through six heads, six empires. The other, like he says, he hasn't come yet. When he comes, will be for a short time, 3.5 years.
So these seven heads basically are the seven empires through which the devil ruled, controlled the world. But we're talking about world empires. Not like Napoleon and England.
No, those were partial regional empires like the Chinese, the Maya, the Austro-Hungarian, etc.
They never controlled the whole world.
They never controlled the whole world.
I see it.
See, the capitalistic empire, American, capitalistic, Russia, mm-hmm. communist, they never controlled each other. Understand?
Yes. Now, you read also verse 11. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eight and is of the seven. That's impossible to understand.
Yeah.
There are seven heads. What's this eight?
Okay, the eight, it says the beast that was and is not, even he is the eight. So the beast itself is the eight.
What is that?
Because the seven heads is the devil ruling the world through seven emperors.
Okay.
Understand? Okay. But the eight is the devil himself ruling the world.
And what does that mean?
Okay, that means that as long as the devil has been ruling the world through seven heads, one after the other, the devil has never been destroyed, okay?
Yes.
Because you chop off a head and another comes up. Down Egypt, up Assyria, Assyria, up Babylon,
see,
and so on. But the eight, there is a difference. It goes into perdition. So in other words, that's going to be at the end. Because when the head number seven, that is the Antichrist, which will rise, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It will be destroyed. That you can see that in Armageddon, mm-hmm. Revelation 19, verse 11 until 21.
Yes.
Okay. The Antichrist is destroyed. Okay. And is sent to the lake of fire together with the false prophet. Revelation 19, 20, the Antichrist, it will be sent to the lake of fire immediately. All right?
Yes.
But at that time, at the same time, the devil is not sent to the lake of fire, he's sent to a prison. The next chapter, Revelation 20, 1 to 3, the devil is imprisoned. You understand?
This is after the millennium?
No, before the millennium.
Oh, before the millennium.
Okay, then the saints rule with Christ, verse 4 until 6, they rule with Christ.
I see.
Okay, for 1,000 years. And verse 7, Revelation 20, verse 7, when the 1,000 years are passed, the devil is released, he deceives the whole world, and again he attacks the city of the saints, which is Zechariah 14, it says it's Jerusalem, physical, geographical Jerusalem. All right, so he will surround the city of the saints, all right, and here is the eighth empire.
Okay.
When the devil will deceive the world again, because the devil will be released from prison after 1,000 years, in Revelation 20, verse 7. He deceives the world, and that's the eight. Okay, but this time it goes into perdition, because verse 9 and 10, it says fire comes from heaven and destroys the devil and those who follow him. And the devil is cast to the lake of fire, like it says here, into perdition. There is not a head number 9.
So that's why it says it's of the seven.
It's of the seven, because it's the devil that produces the seven heads.
So it has seven heads because there are only seven world empires during human history, and then they stop.
And they stop.
Then the beast that was is not because he's put in prison.
He's in prison 1,000 years, Revelation 20.
And then after the 1,000 years finished, he's released, and he himself is the eight.
Yes, and he goes into perdition
and
this time.
He
doesn't go anymore in prison. He's sent to the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophets are, Revelation 20, verse 9 and 10.
I got it. That is very interesting.
Okay.
And I never heard the explanation of verse 11 before. It's very interesting, you know.
Exactly. Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Thanks the Lord and praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. And dear friends, if you have any questions, feel free to write in. We want to remind you that all our materials are for free. You can download them or write in. We want to also thank our dear brethren who, with their donations and tithe, they make possible our mission, which is to give the gospel and the end time message for free to everybody. In Jesus' name, we love you.